From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Greece is watching its financial crisis play out on the streets and at the highest levels of government. Today, Prime Minister George Papandreou fended off a revolt from within his own socialist party. Papandreou has become increasingly unpopular because of his government's austerity measures. They were imposed in exchange for a bailout from the European Union and the IMF, and they've drawn mass protests. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Athens. Hey, Sylvia.
Hi, Melissa.
Now, yesterday, Prime Minister Papandreou was trying to form a coalition with the main conservative party. That failed. What happened today?
Well, at one point, it was rumored that Papandreou would actually be forced to step down under pressure from within his own party. Two socialist deputies resigned in protest, and others openly questioned Papandreou's leadership. The revolt came from old-timers of the Socialist Party, deputies with a more traditional and hardline ideology, very much opposed to the strict austerity measures. But after an emergency meeting, Papandreou gave a speech saying he will not step down, that his government will continue with the austerity measures. He said there are no other options. He also called on European countries to do more for Greece. He said that while he's ready to admit his mistakes, so should European countries, which have been seen as divided and impotent in stemming the crisis in the Eurozone.
So the Prime Minister of Greece not stepping down, can he regain control of the situation?
Well, for the moment, yes. After today's emergency meeting, many ministers rallied around him and said it's time for unity. And in view of the chaos here in Greece, the anxious European countries also finally rallied for the Greek government. The European Union's top economic official said he expected the EU and IMF to release a crucial $40 billion loan installment in early July to keep Greece afloat. But despite this good news, and although the prime minister sounded forceful and confident, it's not at all clear how long he'll be able to stay in power. His next step is to announce a new cabinet, a reshuffle, and then he'll go before Parliament for a vote of confidence. But most analysts believe early elections are inevitable in coming months.
And in the meantime, chaos in the streets. Sylvia, there was a mass rally yesterday in the center of Athens, Constitution Square outside Parliament, clashes with riot police. What's going on?
Well, the violence is certainly what attracted the big headlines. But then in Greece, violence during demonstrations is not unusual. What has been unusual is the continuing presence of so many peaceful demonstrators. The occupation of that central square was inspired by a similar protest that began last month in Madrid against austerity measures there. And just like in Madrid, there are tents where people sleep during the night. There are workshops of various kinds. It's all very well organized and very calm. And by evening, the crowds swell. There are some tens of thousands gathering there every night. There are a lot of banners against the IMF and European Union, and many of the protesters are young people. The jobless rate now here for those under 24 years of age is close to 44%, but there are also lots of middle-aged people, people who complain of harder and harder living conditions, salaries slashed by tax hikes, and rising costs of food, gas, and utilities.
Sylvia, you mentioned Madrid. You recently were in Spain, also in Portugal, and now you're there in Greece. All of these countries with economies in serious trouble, what do they have in common?
Well, the causes of the crisis are not exactly the same, but what I've seen that's emerging is something that you hadn't really seen much in southern European countries, and that's this a new civic society. The demonstrations are grassroots events and were born on the internet, Twitter, and Facebook. So these demonstrators are kind of new political actors who've taken not only their governments by surprise, but also European officials who seem to have underestimated the harsh impact of the austerity measures they've imposed in exchange for the bailouts.
Okay, Sylvia, thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
It's NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reporting from Athens.